your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. In this section, we're going to talk a little bit about taking action as the most important thing that we can do. All of our listeners, I think, would agree with that. Taking action is incredibly important. Taking action nonviolently, though, is the only way that I think it's going to work. Jimmy, how would you recommend that voters take action in this situation?
Well, the first thing is they have to get educated on the issues around them. They have to realize what's happening. And it's difficult in a world that the media is controlled and their censorship efforts across the board. And of course, when you have a White House and a government that's involved in that censorship process and continually providing propaganda, it's a little bit challenging for people to know. But once they're informed, once they're informed, then they can get active. And at the lowest levels, you know, at the school board level, at your local city council, your county council, getting involved, putting pressure on the leadership to say, you know, we're not going to put up with the things that are happening right now. We're going to not put up with the tax issues, with these, you know, the things that we're talking about in the schools, with these books and just disgusting propaganda that's coming out. It's incredibly important to be able to spread the word at a community level in order for people to understand, because the national media and the corrupt system isn't going to do anything for you. The problem is we still face a really big challenge with a segment of the population that doesn't actually look at facts rationally. They make decisions based on the last thing they hear.
I think they make decisions, of course, on the last thing that they hear, but they also make decisions as a result of their emotions. There's a lot of anger out there, Jimmy, and anger is the worst thing for a free election system, in my opinion.
Well, and, you know, we've been talking about the destruction of trust and faith in our institutions for a long time. You know, it's difficult to trust our election processes because, again, the media and the administration and law enforcement even have been silencing people that are questioning what's happening out there.
Right.
But you have this pressure, as we talked about in the first segment, on the Supreme Court coming from the progressives and the left. But at the same time, the arguments that even the Supreme Court justices that opposed the rulings that the conservatives majority came out with, they're actually undermining their own position in the ruling, in their dissent. So here's how I can explain that is they're saying, hey, this is wrong, but then within their own dissent arguments, they're saying, yeah, but it's right. So it's kind of crazy when you read the specifics on what Sotomayor's arguments were against the against the ruling that supported the free speech rights of the, I mean, it was really about a free speech issue with the web designer in Colorado.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. I recommend that people take a look at it, and you're going to wonder how the heck did these people get on the Supreme Court, and who are their staffers, you know, the clerks that actually write these dissents. They are not the most professional. They are not the best leaders out there, and that probably has a lot to do with how they're selected, and they've been selected in that system of let's do it based on race and not based on merit.
Yeah.
And I really applaud Kim Scott. He came out on these rulings today. I listened to him live on the radio this morning, and he said, hey, look, this, especially the racial quota issue with the university selection process, he said, this is actually a time when we need to start recognizing people for their merit and stop looking at each other based on our color. And I think that's very powerful statement from a black senator from the South, where people think that racist is everywhere.
I've been thinking a lot about that this morning, and I try to justify how, you know, the fact that people want to change the entrance requirements based on color or based on environment. And I just couldn't rationalize it, Jimmy. I could not do it.
Yeah, it's really hard to see, you know, what's happening. But what I do think is happening, and you're talking about taking action, people are actually getting involved and they're understanding what's going on. And, you know, there's a couple of great articles. There's one in the American Spectre talking about Donald Trump's poll numbers going up, though he's being attacked by the Department of Justice, which is exactly the opposite of what the Democratic Party and the DOJ thought was going to happen. They're trying to push him out. But actually, he's going up as he gets these attacks, which means down deep that Americans are beginning to see it and they're trying to say, hey, we want justice. And they're supporting not just the man, but they're supporting a change in the system. And you combine that with, you know, taking action at the local level, like you saw in Virginia in the last elections. These are important moments in American history. And I think I tend to think that we're moving, thankfully, maybe slowly in the right direction, in spite of all the problems that we're facing.
I think it's a very slow movement, in my opinion, because there's so much bickering going on right now. I think both sides are strong enough that neither one is going to bend to the other side. So I think it's going to take a while, and that makes me
sad. There's three sides to all these issues, Al.
Okay.
There's the Democrat side, there's the Republican side, or you could say the liberal, the conservative, but then there's those people in the middle that
and
that's who you've got to sway. That's who has to feel the pain enough to change.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. We're going to talk in this next two segments with Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root is he's a well-known conservative voice on OAN, on a number of websites and some shows and radio shows. And he's got some interesting perspectives on exactly what's happening. But
I
think it's worth listening to, but really talking about the polls and the changes, and really, even in this, there's an unbelievable information out on Ron DeSantis where voters under 45 actually support Trump by a 50-point margin over Ron DeSantis. That's crazy. You would think it would be completely the opposite since Ron DeSantis is only 44 years old, but you're seeing young people that are getting involved and saying, you know what, I want to find justice, I want to see justice, and I want to support a change in Washington from someone from the outside, even though he did sit in 4 years and had some weaknesses and some failures.
Right.
But you're seeing a very big change right now in America.
Well, as I said, I hope the time frame is shorter than I'm guessing it's going to be, but we are going to see some major changes in America thanks to the new Speaker of the House. Conservatives, at least at this point in time, are a voice to be reckoned with. In the past, I think one could say they probably were not, but now they very definitely are. Jimmy, we got to take a break here. Time for the top of the hour news, but then we're going to be right back and we're going to be chatting with Wayne Allen.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.